Baseball's All-Star Game takes place this evening in Seattle. Midseason is a good time to assess who's hot and who's not. One of the game's hottest hitters, Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants, is on pace to break the single-season home run record of 70. John Miller broadcasts games for the Giants and ESPN. Miller says he asked Hall of Famer Dave Winfield about what Bonds is going through.
You've heard stories about guys who are so hot that they know when they go to the plate that they're going to hit the ball hard, that they're going to see it well, because they're just in that kind of a groove. So I said that to Winfield. I said, what's it like to be in a hot streak like that? And he looked at me like I was an idiot, and he said, I was never in a hot streak like this. Nobody's ever been in a hot streak like this. And I think that really kind of says it all about Barry Bonds. It was an historic hot streak. No matter how the season itself turns out, how many home runs he ends up hitting, for 2 months, he was on a pace that the game has never seen. It was really something to see.
And Mark McGwire, the guy he's trying to top, is very disappointed with his year.
Well, I think he was disappointed right away that he was injured again. You know, McGwire's had a lot of injury problems over the years, or he might already be up there chasing the Babe and Henry Aaron on the career home run list. He missed half of last year and had the surgery, and right away found out that he was not capable of playing and sat out for several weeks. And right at the point where he started feeling perfectly fine, he went into this huge slump, the worst slump of his career. So you can see the concern from McGwire, but by the same token, he hit the Grand Slam this weekend just before the break, and I think he'll be fine, and I'm hoping he'll be fine, because I think he's a guy, probably unlike Barry Bonds, that people around the country root for to do well.
And why don't they root for Barry Bonds?
I think Barry has antagonized a lot of people over the years. He's easy not to like, because a lot of sports writers and television people don't like him because Barry was not nice to them.
Well, there's nobody who doesn't like Cal Ripken, who's on his farewell season. Is he going to be remembered for anything but the streak of consecutive games?
Well, obviously the streak is sort of the defining aspect of Cal's career, but the thing I think that his real legacy will involve are these great young shortstops who have commanded center stage right now, Alex Rodriguez in particular, but also Derek Jeter. Big guys, especially A-Rod and Jeter, big guys playing shortstop. Cal redefined that position. A big guy who hit for power playing shortstop and playing it well. But there was a second part of it, which was the work ethic that Cal put in, and also Cal's embracing the concept of being a role model, of saying, hey, whether I like it or not, I'm a role model for kids, and I want to reach out to them. I want to reach out to the fans in general.
You predicted before the season that the Minnesota Twins would be a surprise team this year, and you were right.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
What's their deal?
The Twins, I didn't think necessarily they were going to go out and win the division title over the Cleveland Indians or the Chicago White Sox even, but I thought they definitely were an up-and-coming team, could well play 500, and if things went right, play better than 500. Well, obviously a lot of things have gone right, but they've got some young pitchers. Joe Mays has really blossomed. Eric Milton, Brad Radke, the veteran. It's pretty exciting, and I'm hopeful that ownership will see the light and keep this thing going and make the moves and maybe take on some salary, because this is a franchise not so long ago was drawing 3 million fans a year, even in a bad ballpark.
John Miller broadcasts baseball for ESPN and the San Francisco Giants.